Okay, we're just going to finish some of the common chatzitza shaylas. Stitches. Sometimes stitches can be a problem if they're very tight. So stav stitches are assumed to be a problem. We mentioned last week that something that's connected to a person and it's for their health, there's a svara to say that that might be like rabise. There is such a svara. But lemaisa, we're not makel. The only time we might be makel, I said, is shasatzchak when you also have a sniff leheta that's going to be on for a very long time. But if something's not on for a very long time, maybe more than 6 months, so lemaisa, we would be machla. So a woman would not be able to be with her husband. If they're dissolving stitches, so the Marakon brings an interesting machlokes about this. He brings that Rav Shlomo Zalman was makel. So Rav Shlomo Zalman felt that since you're not taking off the stitches, so it's like you're not makbid. You're leaving them there forever. The Gabi Yu is there forever. It's going to fall off by itself. Whereas he quotes from Rav El Yashiv, he has lots of gedolim either way, but he quotes from Rav El Yashiv that it is a chatzitza. It's an interesting hakir. It sounds like a very basic machlokis about what's makbid, what makes something makbid. To Rav Shlomo Zalman, what makes something makbid is the fact that you plan on taking it off. To Rav Yashav, you say not that way. What makes something makbid is not the fact that you're going to take it off, but just the fact that you're not happy with it being there. It bothers you being there. It sounds like there's a machlokes there. It's interesting, but I didn't really hear any reason to be makel. I'm surprised Rosh Hashanah was makel. The truth is, there's a bit of scabs. We'll talk in a few minutes about scabs. But it's halacha, scabs are a problem. A woman has a scab, you assume it's chotzeis. See exactly the details. But if scabs are chotzeis, even though pashtus, you don't peel off scabs. They just fall off by themselves. Afal pikin were machmer. There's Ramban. Banu needs a sign of Zion, so he taka how that scabs are not chotzeis. And the reason he says is because you're not going to pull it off, it's going to fall off itself. So he definitely had a Shlomo Zalman's lumdus, but the lach lamaisa is that scabs are chotzeis, and the Messiah certainly is that I assume people don't take off their scabs. So the pashas is like a yashiv, that at least the halacha. Yeah.
Scabs fall off. The stitches are
like
part of you, they just dissolve into you.
Is it? What's the difference? I don't really hear
it.
Right. I don't see so much here.
It doesn't dissolve into you. Scabs fall off, man.
Right, you could see it fall off, whereas the other thing, it's...
The bandage, and it comes off afterward. This one is you. It's a bandage mm-hmm. in you. It's you.
Mm-hmm.
If you had a nail in you, I'm
saying,
huh,
that's
basically...
yeah. Right, yeah. Yeah.
The ring.
In the ring. You can't see the same thing by the stitches. If you have a fine day, you can't take them off. But in motion learning, there's a kind of thing.
Right, but it's also... Mm-hmm.
You want them in you. I'm saying you have to walk them on you.
Right, that's true. So if they... Meaning, at least in his case, we're saying that it's a part of the person because it's going to be permanently part of this woman. Cannot permanently part of this woman.
Mm-hmm.
Over here, it dissolves. It turns into, where does it go? So one place it falls off onto the floor. Either way, you ever see a scab fall off? You don't notice them fall off. They're just gone.
It means it's not part of you afterward.
Right. So the same thing with dissolve. It's not part of a person. Whatever the glue or whatever it is, whatever it becomes,
then
whatever
glue
it gets.
Off. Glue falls off.
This also falls off. It just falls off a different way. I don't know how. I mean.
It becomes
right.
We say call, I mean, it's destined to fall off, so we say it's titsuna, no? It's same argument as stitches and scabs.
Right, well, they're saying, because since it doesn't, meaning the Ramban says it's only by things that you take off. You have to take it off, because that makes it makbid, that you're taking it off. But if you don't take it off, but it just, what if something would, it wouldn't fall off, but it would evaporate? It makes a difference to me whether it's falling off by falling or by evaporation. Like, why should that?
I'm just like, it's a villic, it's just
Rabbi
likes the
right. I hear. I'll tell you something else that more doma. Maybe this will be a better raya. Is the Gemara in Shabbos and Kofchaf about a person who has somehow wrote on himself the shame havaya in ink, not a tattoo, but in ink. So the din is he can't go to the mikvah because he's going to be over on mechikas Hashem. And he can't take a shower. He can't do anything because mechikas Hashem. And the Gemara says it's chotzeitz. So the shaila is, why is it a chatzitza lemaisa? He's not allowed to take it off. And now I didn't even think about it, but here's takanah falling off. It is going to come off. Right? Any ink is going to come off. Ink, you know, the body sweats and the skin renews itself. It's not going to stay on for years. But until it, he has to. His tefillah is not good until he until it actually gets off. So l'chayr, you see from there that be'etzem, the fact that you're makbid on it, even though it's not going to fall, but you are makbid on it, that makes the problem. The Rambam has an interesting lashon here in Makavos. He just says, in eino makbid alav, he just is talking generally, he says, a chatzitza, you're not makbid alav, the lo sum alev, eino chotzeitz. When the Rambam brings it in, of eino makbid, he says, you're not sum alev. It's like it doesn't bother you. So I hear what Rav Yashar saying very well, that it bothers the person. They really are unhappy having stitches in them. It's just they have no choice. Either not taking them out, they're dissolving. So I would say, like, well, what difference does it make? The tzad is a tzad. The tzad is often tzad. I just quote the Ramban that there's such a tzad. It'd be a different lumdus. I mean, you could say a different lumdus in Eino Machbid. Eino Machbid, you know, Nogeya, it's what we spoke about last week. What's Pshat in Chatzitzos? If Chatzitzos, that it's bottled to the goof, so you can hear saying that it's, I'm leaving here, I'm not touching it, I'm not taking it off, so now it just becomes a piece of me. You could say like that, and then perhaps you could hear that as long as you don't plan on ever taking it off, it becomes a piece of you. But if the other sad will be is that no, you're the skin under it. The skin under the chatzitza, you're machsh of that skin. It's not that you're not machsh of that skin, that you don't care. You really care about it. It really bothers you that there's stitches going over your leg, a person's leg. So, okay. Now, scabs is a very big issue. Scabs and other, like, parts of the body. Those are the most common shailas in chatzitzas. You know, these are things like every week my wife gets these sort of shailas because there's always people always have something, you know, so some cut or some skin, different issues. So scabs, there are two makoros that possibly tell us that a scab should be a chatzitza. So there's one makor. It's not clear what it's talking about, but the Mishnah Makvos, it says, Glid shechutz lamaka chotzeitz. Glid, which is explained as being the liquid that is created in a maka that later turns into a scab. That's the only liquid I know that comes out of a maka. Glid. Shechutz lamaka chotzeitz. If it's outside of a maka, it's chotzeitz. Sheba maka ain't a chotzeitz. If it's in the maka, it's chotzeitz. As the Mishnah says, not so clear what it's talking about. In the Makkah, outside the Makkah, glid. So we look at our if someone gets a cut, so there's something that comes and forms on their cut, and we call it a scab. Besides that, I don't know what we see. It could get infected, but there's no, not clear exactly what it's talking about. It says, chutz l'makkah or in the Makkah. So the Rambam explains what, you know, might be pashtus. He says, glid that's in the Makkah, that's not chotzeitz. He says, "Haklipa shetala ala chabura." That is talking about the peel that goes up on the chabura, and that is nachotzeitz. So the Mishnah through the Rambam is saying a scab is nachotzeitz. But that's one makor about scabs. That scabs is in the makor or outside the makor. So the Rambam seems to understand the Beis Yosef explains to the Rambam. He understood a scab is not a chatzitza. And this is also the Ramban we mentioned, the Ramban in the Midas HaMach Zayin says, scab is not a chatzitza. It's talking, what was the problem about scabs? The Mishnah was talking about a problem of a scab that's not over the maka, meaning the glid, something produced by the wound that's not inside the maka. It's horizontally not in the maka. I don't think that happens very much. I don't know. I don't really know why that happened. Maybe like a very little cut, maybe a pinprick. What? An overflow. Some sort of overflow. Something like that. I definitely don't haven't noticed that much. Yeah. He says the Rambam understands the Mishnah is being mechalik whether the scab is in the makkah or the scab is outside the makkah. Meaning horizontally, meaning the makkah is over here, is the scab over here or is the scab over here? The glid, the stomach hardens, whatever it is, hardens, whatever part of the blood it is that hardens. So if it's outside the makkah, so then it's a chatzitza. So the Filu Rambam, not much to talk about here. Basically, scabs would be mutter. The second mucker in Chazal, talking about scabs, is in Nida Samach Zayin. It says, Hani Rivda de Kusilta, Archotse. It says, Ad Slasa Yumi Lo Chaitzi, Mikan Ve'ela Chaitzi. It says, the cut from the patch that a person has on him from bloodletting. Some sort of wound that they had when they left blood. And that patch, the first 3 days, the first 72 hours, it's not a chatzitza. But after 72 hours, it becomes a chatzitza. So this seems to say that there is such, that there's some sort of scab that's a problem. So the Rambam says, the Shitaso, and the Rambam, that this Rivza de Kasilta is a chumra legabe taharos. Like they learn the maskaras of that Gemara that something's mentioned are just chumras for taharos. The idea being, well, we mentioned once, it's Gemara in Midah Daf Dalet, that we're more worried about taharos than baila, because if you're machmar and baila, you're going to be moneah for this Yisrael from period of Rivya. They say women can't go to the mikvah, you don't want to make chumras there, if you don't have to, because you're being moneah people from period of Rivya. So that's the shita. That's the Rambam. So if you that shita, the etzem, there's come out no problems here. And the lumdus will be a very nice lumdus, which is sort of what we'd like to be true, is that a part of your body that's functioning, is functional, it's working as part of your body, it's not a chatzitza. But a scab is put there for the body knows what it's doing, and it's puts the scab there, that should be the temporary skin, and if it's part of a person, that becomes a surface. When the body decides for it to go off, then it won't be the surface. So that's what Mahalach. Many Rishonim were cholek. The Rosh and the Smag said not that way. They said that scabs are a problem, that's Rav Dr. Kusilta, it's not just by Taros, and so too a scab could be Chutzlamaka, could be tocha maka, but it's talking about regular scabs. They're both in the maka. What do we mean by in the maka, out of the maka? So they write that the scabs, when they get hard and dried out, that's called chutzla maka. When they're still soft, that's called in the maka. Now what they mean, they don't explain, okay, what do you do with the lashon? What's chutz, what's toch? So the Chaz Nish just explains, he just said that they understood that chutz and toch means vertically. Chutz means vertically chutz l'makkah, not that it's outside the makkah, on the side of the makkah. Meaning it's been lifted up above the makkah. That when the scab forms, so first it's inside the makkah, then as it, the buster under the makkah starts healing, and it's getting healed, so now the scab dries up, and it gets a little bit uplifted, a little bit, very slightly, but very slightly above the skin level, because it really already has skin under it, the skin's formed. And the mela, that's called chutzla makkah. Chutzla makkah means it's no longer so attached to the makkah. The sel ha-machlokus, the Baal Amar, so he has the lashon here, he says, eino chotzeit, talking about glit, he says, eino chotzeit, kol zman she me'urabo. As long as the scab is me'urabo, it's like connected to it, connected to the wound, it's nachotzeit. Chutz l'makkah means that it really could be pulled off. It might still hurt to be pulled off, you don't want to do it, but there would be, the wound be'etzem's already healed. So Shulchan Aruch, this is what's taken. we're machma. And the Shulchan, it's interesting how he spells this out. Exactly which scabs are a problem and which are okay. So Shulchan Aruch is interesting. He fuses the two Gemaras we mentioned. The Chutzal Maka, Tocha Maka, the Toch Gimel Yamim, after Gimel Yamim. So he puts it in his Lashon, in Sif Tes. He writes, Shulchan Aruch writes, Rear Tocha Maka Enel Chotzeitz. Rear meaning the juices, the body's juices forming the scab. When it's Tocha Maka, it's not Chotzeitz. Yotza Rear Mitocha. If the when the rear goes out of the Maka, Kol Toch Shlosha Yamim Lachu. The first 3 days it's moist, the Eino Chotzeitz. It says like this, that if it's in the Maka, it's not a problem. But when it goes out of the Maka, so then the first 3 days it's not a Chotzeitz, and after that it's Chotzeitz. Not 100% clear what he means. Obviously the way it's taken, the way it's explained in one sefer, so Shaitz Vila, he says, what it means to be saying is that as long as you're sure it's Tocha Maka, you have no problem. When the problem starts is, if it doesn't look clear to you it's in the Maka, so then the Shulchan Aruch says you still have leeway, which is that as long as it's within 72 hours, you're okay. Meaning the Shulchan Aruch understood that really the shear of 72 hours is a geder for when it's not so clear. You know, it's not so clear. The din of chutzal maka and tocha maka, when we're talking about something vertically, it's not so clear. You know, you look at scabs, you'll see, it's not so clear to say this is chutz, this is toch. So therefore, the Shulchan Aruch wanted to give us a certain geder, so we borrowed the geder from Rivda the Kusilta. You know, even though the Mishnah just said chutz and toch, because the Mishnah understood if you're able to tell, you have Chachma to tell, so then you can just tell. But if you don't know, he says we have a basic, you know, gather from Chazal, Riv the Kusilta, perhaps it was like hard to tell precisely if it's a Toch, is it Chutz. So they gave you the Shia of 72 hours. So the Shari Tefillah writes, he says, if it's either clearly Toch HaMaka, or you know it's within 72 hours, so you can be Mekah. Often you don't know exactly when the cut came, but if it's either of those things, you could be makel. So those are the kulas to use. The other kula, maybe just to mention, if it's really tiny, sometimes they have a really tiny scab, you still have the heter of anal machbin. But if it's a big enough scab, that be'etzem she'd be machbin, meaning if she could just take it off, she would take it off. So that would be a problem, that be'etzem, it would be a chatzitza. Yeah.
The 72 hours when the cut started.
That's what I'm saying. Right. The way I'm saying, I'm just saying the way the Shari Tzvila says it. It's not 100% clear what the Shulchan is saying. So I'm going with what his take I thought was the best. Is that he's saying, it's either clear to you that it's Tocha Maka, or it's clear to you that it's less than 72 hours since the person was cut. Yeah.
Depending how large and how deep the wound is, the things.
Right.
Rates. Is that like an average?
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah,
you're saying so. It's much faster.
Right. So, that's a good question.
I mean, bloodletting is a deeper wound.
Right. Right. You know, see, I think like this: a bigger wound that makes sense could take a longer time to heal, but you still would have the heter. I mean, if it's within 72 hours, so Mustama Shulchan Aruch is saying, if it's within 72 hours, it's like he knows it's not chutzal maka. I mean, it's just like things don't heal within 72 hours.
Even if it's smaller,
chayyim means even if it's small. Maybe if it's so small, anyway, it wouldn't be maka. I assume the body, I don't, you know, we need what's his name back?
His name Josh. Harvey,
what?
Josh?
Josh, I need him back. So, okay, I assume it's just that's the Shulchan Aruch understood that cuts, that they don't heal in less than 72 hours. And if it's a bigger cut, so in a chanam, it'll take longer, and then you can look to your eye, and if it's still in the mak, it'll be okay. And the other heter is we always have the Rambam to rely on. That's also good to know. The Shach writes, Sifkat and Yud Gimel, that b'di'eved, if a woman was ready with her husband, you could rely on the Rambam. You could rely that the whole thing's not a problem. You can rely that as long as it's vertically over the makkah, it's okay. And even if it's dry, it's okay. So l'maisa, what should a woman do if she has one of these makkos that are chatzitzos, these scabs are chatzitzos? So what to do? So some rishonim thought there's nothing to do. In the Sefer Truman, the Smag, they both assume there's nothing to do, because they write that the minhag is you have to take it off. What if it hurts? So maybe even if it hurts, they discuss, could be maybe if it hurts, maybe if it hurts, you could say that since it hurts, that's megala, that it's not a chatzitza, the fact that it hurts to take it off. They say maybe you should take it off anyway. Put some Simon Kutzi about taking it off even if it does hurt, if she wants to go to the mikvah. So definitely there is some Rishonim who hold that there's really nothing to do about this. It's a chatzitza, it's a chatzitza. L'maisa, we take the Rush. The Rush says there is an Eitza. What Eitza is to get the scab wet. If you get the scab wet so that this hard scab now becomes a soft scab, so mamela, it becomes mutter. So that's what you should rely on. I don't know if women know this so well. You know, women don't really realize that sometimes like it's on a 2-day yomtiv or yomtiv after Shabbos, and they're going to, and the scab's not wet. Women think, a lot of women think this. They think that they have to take the bath, they have to take an hour bath, like, I don't know what, women think they have to take a long bath. There's no real makar halacha for that. But they think they have to take a long bath on Erev Shabbos, even though they're not going to the mikvah until the next night. You know, it's going to be yomtiv, so they won't be able to soak then. But l'maisa, it's pointless, because the whole point is that it should be wet. The scab should be wet. If it is yomtiv, they'll have to find a way to get it wet. But if they get it soft, so then he says that's a kula. The shayla is just, why is that a kula? Why is a kula? And some svarim, you know, it's not clear when that applies. If I apply it to any chatzitza, does any chatzitza, if I get it wet, stop becoming a chatzitza? Like, what's the word of becoming wet? It's not 100% clear. In the Rishonim, they don't really speak it out. Like, so what that it's soft? One thing you could say is that soft, you're not makrid. You could say, perhaps, that the Rosh understood the hard scabs are a problem because you're a makrid, it bothers you. If it's soft, it's not makrid. The Mela, if you get it soft, in that 25 minutes that it's actually soft, that you got it waterlogged, you're talking about makrid. It's going to get makrid again. Okay, but Lamaisa, maybe you could say, I mentioned last week, that maybe you could say something that's mamish attached to your body. So if you're not makrid right now, maybe that could be considered not makrid. Yeah. Right, it takes a while. They assume it takes a while. You have to soak. So that could be. Another possibility is to say that the pshat is that the water penetrates. That we consider it not a chatzitza because the water actually is penetrating. And this would be saying that any time the water could get through, it's not considered to be a chatzitza. That's not a partial thing to say. It's interesting, it's machlokes rishonim about tit. If you have what's called tit hayaven, the Gemara says it's chotzitz, because it clings on very tightly to the skin. So the Rush and the Tor, they actually hold that if it's lach, it's not a chatzitza. Even tit hayaven, even mud that's very, or clay, whatever it is, that's stuck very strongly to the person, but if it's lach, it's not chotzitz. So the Rambam was cholik. He says, no, it's clinging hard, even though it's lach, it's chotzeitz. So Esher, it could be that the Rush is saying l'shitasa. The Rush is saying the scab is moist, is not a problem, because anything that's moist is not a problem. That perhaps he held that anything that's moist, That's considered, the fact that it's moist makes it considered that it's not a chatzitza. Chatzitza is a little bit hard to hear. Well, what's it saying? Like it's moist, but does that mean that the water is actually getting through? And we're viewing it that the water is getting through. Like mud. If it's not, there's some types of mud that Chazal said weren't chosetz. What that means to say is that if a woman goes under and comes up and she still has mud on her, it's not chosetz. So why is it not chosetz? The mud's on her. The mud was there. And she's makbed. So why is it not chosetz? So the pshat could be is that it's not chosetz because the water is penetrating. That's called penetrating. Now, even though it's not... It's a chiddush, you know. If a woman was to be tovelis in mud, it's not a mikvah of mud. The mud is not mitzdarf to the mikvah. And mikvahs is the favor that only very very loose mud could be mitzdarf to a shir mikvah. So stam mud isn't part of a shir mikvah. But the ma'aseh have said that even though it's not part of the shir mikvah, but the ma'aseh it's also not chotzis because we view it that the mikvah is getting through. Let's say something like that. One of these two svaras, yeah, I don't have a third svar. Those are my two svaras. I'm saying two svaras because neither of them am I totally satisfied with. But that's the rush. Now Lamaisa, not all Rishonim agree with the rush, because as I'm saying, the rush is not so pashit. So the Mela svaram write that if she could get it off, she should try to get it off. If it doesn't hurt, and she could soak it and get it off, sometimes scabs will come off. So the Mela, it's always better to try to get it off.
Like the case, if you're holding someone, you put your hand first in water, then you can hold her.
Right.
So if there's water in it already, and then it connects.
Oh, right. Similar idea. Yeah, same thing, basically. Happens to be, to me, that makes a little bit of a problem. I'll tell you why. That din, the post can say, only works. If the hand's very tight, it only works if it's mikvah water. So soaking in the bathtub won't actually work for that. So that's.
What is the rush coming with that?
So I don't know. It's a Mordechai. It's built on a Mordechai and a Raman and Taz. But if you go through the Raman and Taz, you see they both really hold that if it was very tight, and it was Mayim Shu'uvim, it wouldn't work. So that. That bothered me a little bit. But the way out of that caution is to say, no, that mud or scab is better than your hand tight because water actually will penetrate on its own.
That's using a different lumbus then.
Right, so that's what I'm saying, different lumbus. I'm really saying that it's the water. Alright, so if water would penetrate, so go in without soaking it. So no, but because it's not going to have time to get there. You need B'Yasmayim Mamish. But on the day that it's soaked with water, the scab is soaked with water, and you go in a mikvah, now it's bekasha to the mikvah, and it's since the mikvah water could get in, if it was there for a long time, the mela that connects to the water and the scab and makes a ki'ilu hemshech of the mikvah. So it's... And lumbus is not so pashit. So we definitely rely on it. The reason we rely on it is because you should know, because the whole issur isn't such a bar issur in the first place, right? We said... the whole thing would be not everyone agrees there is such a issur in scabs. Okay. Now regarding other issues in the body, so there's a lot of other issues hair and nails and skin and different things that are really part of the body, but let's say the woman wants to take it off, like a peeling piece of skin, or whatever. Women worry their hair is too long, their nails are too long. So, are there ever problems? So the pashtus is definitely, would assume not. Right? Strong pashtus is not. Strong pashtus is not because it's your body. That's your body. The Ramah brought a minute to cut fingernails, but it doesn't say because the etzem a woman has to cut off her fingernails, it's because there might be a chatzitza on it. But the evidence, if there's no chatzitza, it's just a minute. It's just a minute to cut fingernails. If she really didn't want to cut her fingernails, it would be okay. A I mean, she won't be keeping this minhag, but it won't be a real chatzitza. So the Shach quotes Ravan. Ravan has a tremendous chumrah that taken on its own, if it were to be accepted as halacha, would make big problems. He says that a woman has to cut her fingernails. He says anything that's omei lekatze, it's kekatze stamon. He views it that if a woman really wants her fingernails cut and they're not cut, so then meila kol omei lekatze, it's kekatze stamon. He says that it's as if they were cut. And the meila, it says if there was another surface here, there's really a surface here that's invisible on the bottom. There's some imaginary level of fingernail where she'd like to cut it that's considered the surface. And the meila, there's a chatzitza. So the Shach said the chatzitza to be makar for this. So it's pointed out that the Taz and others, it's a tremendous chumrah, and it doesn't a lot of very basic kashas. Misvara is telling us something very strange because he's creating a surface when there's no surface there. Like, who would? No one knows how exactly where they're going to cut their fingernails. You can't really talk about a surface there. Like, where is that surface? What's b'chalal is interesting. If the Ravan is making this chumrah, how does the Chazal then tell us that? You know, everyone, you know, they were being told all the time from Tumas and Taros, and we have a Maseches Mikvos all about chatzitzos, and if it was taka true that if someone would be taking haircuts, it has a din of chatzitza, it's a pella that wasn't said. More directly, there's a Mishnah in Mikvos that says tziporin hamedulzol is not a chatzitza. You know, tziporin that's half on, half off, it's still not considered a chatzitza. So the chayra, though some say not this way, but the only way, it's hard. The chayra, there's no bigger omen lekatzit than a tziporin medulzol. No one's happy with that. We're not talking about crazy people here. But if someone would walk around like that, so of course they want to pull it off. Nevertheless, it's not a chatzitza. The other point against the Ravan is the Mishnah Mikvos. It talks about this very case. It talks about by Kalim. It talks about if you have a frying pan with a long yad, a long handle, and you plan on cutting the handle. So it says, Kola omen lekatzis kekatzis. Taka says this, that it's as if you already cut off. The part of the handle that's too long, it's as if you already cut it off. But the Mishnah says that therefore it's a kula. It says it's not a chumra. It says therefore you could be tovel the frying pan without being tovel the whole handle. You could, it has a 2-foot handle, you could stick it in and you don't have to submerge the handle because it's omen lekatzis, it's not part of the kli. The handle is not part of the kli, but it doesn't create a new surface. We don't say that makes a new surface. It doesn't make a new surface because the maisa, wherever, eventually there'll be a new handle here. You'll cut it, and that'll make another surface. But right now, there's no surface. Right, the handle's not a handle, but the surface is also not a surface. The future surface does not become a surface. So the Ravan's a chiddush. The one makkah for the Ravan, where probably the sort of thinking comes from, and this is something we do take la halacha, is there's a girsa in the Tosefta. The Rambam and the Rosh, a girsa in the Tosefta, that it says, even though tziporin hamedulzol is not a chatzitza, but basar hamedulzol is chotzeitz. If you have hanging flesh, it's a chatzitza. The hanging flesh, I always was imagining like someone like Chassid Shalom said something terrible. That could be, you know, like someone like they're rotting piece of their body. So that's a chatzitza. The emphasis, though, what's much more likely is skin, a little piece of skin, you know, whatever we have on our fingers. Could also be considered basar medulzol, just skin, hanging skin. So it says it is a chatzitza. Why is it a chatzitza l'chor? Like the Ravan. We're not going to say the Ravan that there's this imaginary surface that is meant to be there when the person cuts off the basar. The truth is, and Arto Sefta doesn't say this, and Arto Sefta and the Rashba where they have this asefta that says the exact opposite. It says Fasra al-Dildul Einochotzitz. But Lamaisa, this is still the beginning of a Chumrah, because the Shulchan Aruch does take this Gersa of the Tosefta. He brings it to Halacha that we are Choshesh, that Basr Medulzol is a Chatzitza. So the mail is so, maybe we could be Machmir on fingernails, maybe we could be Machmir on here. So the emes is, even if this was the Gersa, still doesn't make much. Still hard to make sense of it because everyone does agree that says Tziporin Hamadoldo is not Choseitz. So Chayyu, what you have to say is there's a chilek between Tziporin and Basar. That by Tziporin, so the nature of Tziporin is they could be long, they could be short. Same thing with hair. There's no objective length of a person's hair. Right? A woman has long hair and she would like to even it out. Okay, but there's nothing objective in here to say this is the new surface. This is what the surface is going to be. This is here, and this is chatzitza. It's all the same here. Basar meduldol, right? Someone has a piece of flesh hanging from him. It's dead flesh hanging on a person. So that's a chatzitza. That's not part of a person. You're here. Sometimes you could use a haircut. Sometimes you don't have a haircut, but it's all you're here. It's all a part of you. Here it's longer. It's shorter. But a piece of flesh, that's dead flesh on a person, that's no different than any other chatzitza. So the male, even if this is the right yersi, even if basar medulzol is a chatzitza, it's still hard to hear, right? It's hard to hear, especially because the Mishnah says tzipor medulzol is not a chatzitza. So the male, Melis Shach says machlo chatchila, but not. It's something to tell women not to worry about so much. It becomes crazy things that make absolutely no sense. You know, women are very worried if they ever shave their legs. So then, when they shave their legs, exactly where they shave till, you know, and where do they want to shave till? Like questions like this that are really like. The Rabban himself never spoke about such a thing. You know, here the Rabban himself should have spoken about it. Even he was just talking about nails that are only lakats. It's not. People can get into all sorts of shayas with this. The ikur is this, like, if it's something that's easy, lakatchila, but it's not something. You also tell women about things, they don't know halacha, so they don't know what it means to das yachid that no one has a completely good isha for. They don't. They just know, okay, you have to worry about it, and then, you know, it's something not to be so concerned about. One machlokes that comes up here is about on Shabbos, what to do on Shabbos. So the Shach says on Shabbos to have the Shabbos guy cut it. So mikvos, nowadays most Shabbos mikvos have a guy outside. Going to stand with a guy in the street is not so easy. That has been done. That's what he holds. The Taz was not happy with that. Like, fingernails that don't have a chatzitz on it. So Taz tainted against that. He tainted that. First of all, he says there's no reason for it. It's purely a minhag. The other point that's pointed out that the halacha talks about that makes this very unclear is that amir al-akam is aser. Amir al-akam is aser, and there's a mishnah and a gemara and Shabbos that you'll learn about next year. That's basically the favorite that is chayav chatas. So Shach is relying on the Tosfos holds that I'm not going to go through the whole thing, not some Negeitas, but that holds just the Rabbanon. But the problem is most Rishonim seem to really hold that it's just the Reisa. He says if it's just the Rabbanon, then we consider a Shvus the Shvus the Makom Mitzvah. That the guy cutting it is the Rabbanon, and cutting it, the whole thing is the Rabbanon, so only goes the Rabbanon, the male is the Makom Mitzvah. So that's the Shach's heter. So many rely on the Shach. Not everyone relies on the Shach. I know in Rockland, the official mikvah guide doesn't do that. They say just to make sure the fingernail is clean. So it's not so posh. With skin, it's more of a bigger shayla. Skin is a bigger shayla because it's not just the ravan. Right? Hanging skin is a big issue. What to do about that? It's probably the most common shayla that happens. how to cut it. So really we have to go with Eino Makrit. Right, we know first of all, you know, it's not every business there's a problem b'chlam. Really, it's not clear that pasuk told us there's a chetzitza. But if it is a chetzitza, which we assume it is a chetzitza, we might say have to even shower as Eino Makrit. Some mikvos, I'll just tell you, some mikvos have a shear of an eighth of an inch on chol and a quarter of an inch on Shabbos. If an eighth of an inch on chol, an eighth of an inch, assume that it's not makvid. On Shabbos, where you're going to have to resort to amir la'akum, which is a big kula, so the meila to be machmir but only do when it's a quarter of an inch. So in the belt, they talk about such a shear. It's not no halachic mishagas. I also thought it was mishagas when I heard it first. Okay. Just now.
Said arbitrary.
Okay. I also thought that. I also thought, except that you get a lot of the shilos, and no one, like, I just stuff with my wife. She says, like, you can't explain to a woman, what do you mean, are you makbid or not? Are you makbid or not? Like, I don't know. You need something, even if it's arbitrary. Okay. It is arbitrary, 100% it's arbitrary. Yeah, just one last issue, like, yeah.
What?
Let's
eat a little piece of skin. Do you have a good
bairro? So that's a great eitza. That's a wonderful eitza. Because the guy, then it's for sure, it's a shvos to shvos. That's a wonderful eitza to have, especially if it's a toenail.
I'm saying nails are hard. I'm saying this is a really good skin.
Right. Yeah. And that's very true. It's an eitza. It's definitely an eitza. Actually, we've got to tell the country yes about this. Looks nice. You know Shadows Grace song? I love you. Glad to hear sometime. Okay. So, what about contact lenses? A woman forgets her contact lens and happens. So she goes back to the mikvah. But if she already went home, there's makilim. Well, first I'll say that the embassy most farm I saw were being machmer. So some Minchas Yitzchak, Rav Yashuv, Rav Nissim Karelitz, Rav Shlaima Korel, a lot of to be machmer, and saying that a contact lens makes a chatzitza. So Rav Moshe had a famous kula. I'll say it because it's famous, not because I understand it. I really don't understand it. I haven't met anyone who understands it. I'll say it over. He says that there's a chiluk between the contact lens and other chatzitzas because it's in a base hastarim. The eye ball is in a base hastarim because if a woman is tovel with her eyes closed, it shouldn't be tightly closed, but if she is tovel with her eyes closed, it's not a chatzitza because you don't need bias mayim on a base hastarim, you just need royal bias mayim. So therefore, if Moshe says, since it's just these royal bias mayim, a contact lens, even though it's chotzeitz, but it's not tight. Since it's not so tight, therefore it's not a chatzitza. The same thing he says would be true in the mouth or in the ear canal, that since it's a base of starim, there's only a problem of royal bias mayim, so therefore as long as it's not so tight, even if in the rest of the body it's a chatzitza, here it's not a chatzitza. That's what Moshe has, that tshuva, and his tshuva is back and forth. Because people wrote back to him that they didn't understand what he was saying, and I don't really understand what he's saying. Pashtus is a different hesver. The eyelid, the shayla, why is the... even he says, what's the difference between a contact lens and an eyelid? So the chiluk is that it's basically an avi nezer reish tamach vav, that the ikur, it's not a chatzitza because the essence of an eyelid is not a chatzitza b'chlal. An eyelid is part of the body. And part of the body is part of the normal surah of the body. It's not a chatzitza. The only reason we would think it's a chatzitza is when you need actual bias mayim. If you need bias mayim, so then you need actual, that the water is actually touching. So in mele, in chinam, an eyelid might not be a din chatzitza. We could say it's min v'min v'en chotze, it's not a din chatzitza, but l'mayis, you don't have bias mayim. But if it's an eyelid. If it's an eyelid, so it's not a chatzitza because that's a normal part of the body. But if it's not an eyelid, it's something else. That's not called royal bias mayim. You have something on it. So I didn't really hear of Moshe's Heter. I saw another Heter though that made a lot more mistara. It's just that the contact lens itself is wet. You just spoke about scabs. The scabs when they're wet, it's not a chatzitza. Really, a contact lens is better than a scab because a contact lens is actually riding on a level of teardrops. Teardrops in Machshirin, and it's from Mikvos also, teardrops have a din of water. So Mela, if something has a din of water, the Mela, they actually make it that it's Bechal not a chatzitza. Even if her eye is closed, but Lamaisa, if her eye was open, the it's wet and it would be Makasha to the Mikvah. Seems like a pretty poshit type of cool here. So pashtus. There's big guns who ask for it. So I say pashtus. You know, for sure, take them out. And if she's still in the mikvah, she should go back. But if she came home already, so then she could be soimach. Soimach says not a chatzitza. Rav Kushenbaum told me a chiddush. I should say this, and he is just such a beautiful thought. He told me that if a person eats fish, and he finally told you this also, he wants to be chadish if a person eats fish, so and the chatzitza is found the fish between the teeth, so he says it shouldn't be a chatzitza. So now they're actually mutter for you to eat fish before going to the mikveh, even without flossing afterwards. Why? Because fish is mistar for shir mikveh. A fish is part of the water. So he said, the male is not a chatzitza. And there's a shayla. I saw the Chazanish says there's a letter between Rav Tolushkin and the Chazanish about a woman putting a patch of fish skin on herself. A woman has an area that can't get wet. There's an eitzah of Tolushkin, the Sefer Taras Mayim, had an eitzah of putting fish skin over the makkah. So the Chazanish says it doesn't work because to be a rechitza it has to be wet. It can't be dry. A dry thing. It doesn't have din rechitza. But lamaisa, that's all a din when you need actual biasmaim. If you need actual biasmaim, it's okay, it's not washing. It's water, but it's not washing. But lamaisa, lagave, a base of star, and memela taka won't be a problem. So memela, that could taka be true.